Catch up on the rush hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Welcome to Grand Final Week, family. Strap yourselves in because, boy, have we got a ride for you. Juice, as I welcome a man, Mrs. September. Good to have you here.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. Great to be alive. How exciting is it for not only our football club, but for our state, Lou? For our state, Lou.
It's a great thing, footy. It takes in all walks of life and just brings everybody along for the ride. Congratulations to the Adelaide Crows and the Richmond Football Clubs who have earned the right.
Absolutely.
The right to play off for the ultimate prize, Juice. The ultimate life-changing prize when it comes to AFL footy.
Well, you've been there, Lou. You've been on the big dance floor.
Don't remind me.
I hate this time of year for that
very reason it does. And I want to say a massive congratulations to Marty Matner and the Double Blues, who are celebrating hard as we speak, going back-to-back Sandful Premierships. An amazing game of footy yesterday at Adelaide Oval. 1-point victory, built off the back of some dour defence. They hung on for dear life, didn't they?
Oh, they did.
And
they
well done to, I think it was just a smidge under 40,000. Everybody who turned up and supported it.
Well done.
It was a cracking event, except for one thing, which we shall talk about a bit
later on.
What a show, Juice. What a show. Have a look at those names in red. Read them out for me.
Okay. Mark Stevens will join us live on the red carpet.
At the Brownlow.
Thank you.
Yep.
Richie Douglas from the Adelaide Crows. He's going to call us.
Our very own.
Grant Thomas will talk about the MRP's decision today regarding those boys.
Yeah, the AFL's ability just to get everyone off scot-free.
He's not happy. Good call, Beckle.
Terrible call, but the right call, if that makes sense.
And, the football expert, David King, will also come in for a bit of a chat. So there's plenty to talk about. Can I just send out a memo to every Crows fan in this state? Decorate the house.
Yes.
Decorate the front fence.
Paint.
Wear your jumper all week at work.
You should be able to pull your top up at any given time.
Please.
Show your colours.
Yep. Throw it out there.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Get the scarf out there.
Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to be, as opposed to what we normally are in the, the hotel industry, we say no colours. I want colours everywhere this week.
Oh, no.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
Colours.
I'm hearing you.
Colours allowed.
I want to see it.
Yeah,
atmosphere.
Colours are allowed. And can I just have a quick whack? I'll talk to Steve about the fact that the Richmond theme song is number 37 on the iTunes chart.
What about that? Where
the hell is the Camry Crows and
Where's
the
Harvey
Boys?
Where's
this? Well, the download's going on.
Come on, Lou.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Are you ready, Mark?
I've got to be measured this week.
What about Fanboy?
No, I don't care about him. I've got to be measured this week.
You do.
All right.
I need you zoned in.
Yeah.
Fanboy will be gone and done and dusted by Wednesday.
I'm going over, Lou.
I know you are.
You coming with me or not?
No. I'm staying home.
Oh, no.
I'm staying home. All right.
All right, here we go.
Right, you ready? First stop, the red carpet at the Brownlow. It's coming up next on the Rush Hour.
Jars and Louie at Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Yeah, here.
Right, Jars, we better cross to Melbourne to find out exactly what's going on. It's a huge week, and a man who will be right across it all. He's live at the Brownlow red carpet right now, the one and only Mark Stevens of Channel 7 and Triple M. Steve-O, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Here I am on the red carpet right now. Some big scenes here. Brendan Favola making his Brownlow return tonight, just getting made up on the carpet now to do the red carpet show. He and Campbell Brown on 7, which should be extraordinary. I just hope to avoid him at the after party.
Well, I'm thinking redemption complete for the Fev. Allow back in the ground, allow back on 7, and allowed with a microphone in hand on Brownlow night.
Great to see him back. Yeah. He's got the gold 7 badge on and the sequins on the microphone, so Fev back in business, and I just saw Trent Cotchin check in here at the hotel, and he's back in business as well. Sort of common sense, I think, prevailed there, of course. I thought he would always get off that, boys. Did you think he had any worries at all at the MRP?
Steve, it just depends on what reasoning they come up with. I'm with you. I think footy got the winner in the end, and common sense prevailed, but there are ways and means that you can interpret what they've set up. I think what it hopefully does is it just kills off that whole system and it needs a complete revamp.
Yeah, get it ready. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But I suppose he was just going for the ball, wasn't he? It was your contact that was half accidental, and it would have been very stiff. Of course, the two other incidents really didn't come into play in the end because it wasn't a reportable offence. But the thing is now, that the way it works is Koch now has a clean record, so he's used up his two strikes and a bit of a lucky one here and starts with a clean slate round one next year.
Steve, I dare say, and you live in Richmond, the whole suburb and the whole state would have held its collective breath until this morning. Were the MRP a bit tardy? Because I hear a couple of the panellists just had prior engagements yesterday and couldn't quite get round to it.
Yeah, they did. Surely there's nothing more important than that. It would have only taken them half an hour. What were they doing? Giving a Sunday picnic or
a little drive
getting
down the
on
coast.
The booze?
I can't believe that, Steve. The AFL just didn't demand them get in, get it organised, and be done with it.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they get a reasonable little wage, I think, and free grand final tickets. If you want to be part of it, be available on a Sunday for a big one, because I suppose it gave us something to talk about. Stretched on until about midday, which is longer than normal, which is shorter than normal. Sorry, normally we're still waiting about now, but really they need to get with it, don't they? Surely a hook up or whatever. And I reckon Brandon Ellis was a bit lucky though, guys. I mean, he clipped Lockie Whitfield.
I thought
He got off completely, and they said that he was going for the ball. I can't see. He ran past the ball and clipped
it. He should have got a week for that.
That's the new line. My intent was the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to get some balancing reporting over there, because you Victorians are all just going behind Richmond. What about this magnificent football side over here, Steve-O?
Look, I think it will be balanced, guys. I think you guys probably overrate the state versus state thing. There's a lot of people in Melbourne that don't really like Richmond and won't be barracking for the Tigers. They're still a real club club-to-club rivalry, no doubt, and everyone really respects the Crows and what they've been through. So
brilliant.
I don't think it's state versus state. And I think last year people sort of got in behind the Bulldogs because they're a bit more lovable as an underdog. But Richmond has just got that big power base and supporter base that I think that half the state will be won't be too concerned if they get rolled.
Oh, I'm very concerned about Tiger fans. They could overrace if Dusty gets up tonight, which we expect he will, Steve-O.
Yeah.
And with the Tigers theme song at number 37 on the iTunes chart, soaring up the charts.
What about that?
I think they might be done and dusted by Thursday.
Oh, mate, it's just amazing. Yeah, living in Richmond, all the picket fences are black and yellow. The people's doors in my street, the streamers, they've gone early, but why not? I mean, it's been a long way, hasn't it? What's it like over there? You guys are cranking it up, the Crows?
Oh, Jars took the lid off about round six or seven. So
we've been
in the convertible all year, mate.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready, mate. We're going to be ready. And look out. We're going to go for our third premiership.
There's an invasion coming, Steve. Everybody over here, I think, like they're just scrambling for tickets because obviously it's so hard to get because it's a corporate event.
I had Mark Rusciuto text around, even a group text asking for tickets. That's how hard it is to get. I haven't been able to help Rue out yet. I saw a picture of you, Jars, with hair the other day on Twitter. What's going on there?
Well, it was a good day. They were good times back then, Steve.
Throwback Thursday, Steve. Hey, Steve, thanks for taking some time out.
Good luck tonight.
Have fun at the Brownlow tonight. All the best of Fev and Brownie. Yes. Can't wait to see the boys in action.
Yeah.
And enjoy the week, mate. You're living right in the heart of it, and we can't wait to see how it all unfolds.
Awesome, guys. Looking to the after party, very much in front of mind at the moment.
Oh, I think so. And again, to anyone with tiger blood in them, don't overrace. It's a big night. It's a big night. Channel 7's and Triple M's very own Mark Stevens. Thanks, Steve-O.
Cheers, boys.
See you, champ.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
We're going to chat to Richie Douglas from the Adelaide Crows very soon, next 15 to 20 minutes with the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis on Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Renata.
Just getting the vibe, getting the feel, the build-up. It's a big, big week in footy circles, Juice. I need to see your diary, too, at the end of the show. Got to make sure we get you to Melbourne. Cherry ripe in the best possible nick on a Friday.
I don't want to burn out by Thursday.
I just gone through some of the things before. Waveform fatigue syndrome, fluid retention, general health.
Yeah.
You got a knee, you got a bow, you got a wristy at the moment.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of things in there that just aren't going good.
Yep.
I need to know your bath schedule, your candles and what you're using, all that sort of stuff.
Dressing gown movement.
Absolute walks of the dog.
Yeah.
How you're sort of disconnecting so you're not zoned in.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, you're like the power grid here in SA. If we all lock India, you're going to drain flat. I can see it now. We'll have a blackout by Wednesday, Murph, and the show will be shite.
Oh.
And it won't be me who misses out. It'll be the family.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Look after the family.
Twitter's going berserk. Phones are going berserk. Let's get to it.
Okay, let's go to Mark of Hallett Cove. G'day, Mark.
How you go, mate?
Good. Grand final open line. What do you got?
I don't disagree with the Trent Cotchin decision. Common sense. But when they say, when Mark Stevens gets on the radio and there's nothing to answer, same thing happened to Dangerfield when he tackled Cruiser from Carlton. Didn't mean to knock him, give him concussion, but obviously he had it in the end. He was rubbed out from the Brownlow, so I reckon he's conscious playing the grand final. If Dangerfield polls most votes, why can't he win the Brownlow?
I reckon you make a very good point there, Mark. It was a footballing act. And that's what they're saying about Cotchie's attack was the ball. Danger was the attack of the man with the ball. It was a tackle. And they've just cited him on the change of the rules. It's just ridiculous. That will be comical tonight if Danger does get up and have to hand over the medal to Dusty. And if he wins it outright on his own because of that. Because Cotchie, he's had three chances this year. To get off the jumper putt started all. Had they suspended him then and there, we would have had no issue.
Absolutely. Adam of Modbury North. G'day, Ad.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Trent Cotchin. Good call, bad call.
Bad call. He should be gone. If that happened in round 10, he would have been given a week.
Lewis, yep, said the great that. Chris Judd jumped on that today as well and said, if that's mid-season, that is a week and no dramas.
So if they let it off for this year, so next year, does that mean any player can go out there, do a bit of rough conduct and then still play in the final? Or?
Yeah, I made it. What we hope, Adam, is that common sense prevails. They rework that system and use common sense for a change instead of trying to fit it into their little itsy-bitsy meanings and categories. Yeah. Great call, Ed. Yeah, it's a tough one to swallow, but I think everybody, and I even think Adelaide fans, Jars, would want Cotchin playing. Mm. We want the best out there to be able to run it. Take it all out. You don't want anybody missing a grand final for something like that at the end of the day.
Thanks, Adam. Steve at Clearview. G'day, Steve.
How you going, boys? How are you?
Good, Stevie boy.
Now, you guys got to face the facts. The AFL talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk, do they?
No, that's
right. Cotchin's tackle was reckless. Shields got hit in the head, jaw and arm. He was concussed.
Yep.
He should have been rubbed out. Regardless, you do the crime, you pay the time. Yeah, you don't want it, but he had an option to pull out and take Shields on after the ball bounced. He didn't. He went for a reckless tackle, and he should have been done.
Well, it wasn't a tackle, was it?
No, it was
a contested ball.
He should be done under the bumping ball, criteria.
Yeah.
Because he chose to bump.
He went head first, and he concussed Shields.
Yeah.
So they didn't walk. What was funny was the match review panel, line for line, used exactly the same line that Matthew Richardson from the Tigers said straight after that incident.
Yeah.
And then I think that was completely disgusting, really.
Yeah. Look, they were always going to manufacture and massage it, Jar, to get him off.
Oh, of course they
would. Otherwise, we would have had a week of hijacking of the events. He would have been in court till Thursday after it went to the tribunal. If you didn't win that, we did it with Andrew Dunkley in 96 to get off the James Hurd thing. We're in court till Thursday.
Yeah. Yep.
It's no good for anyone. No. It's not good for the game. No. They don't want it. It's a bad look for the game. The AFL don't like it.
Twitter poll's going off too, Lou.
Oh, yeah.
Trent Cotchin has no case to answer for clipping Dylan Shields. Now, 63% said wrong decision. 37% said the right decision.
Yeah, wrong call, Caro.
Oh. Glenn of Sturt. G'day, Glennie boy.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Glenn.
Okay, this Cotchin thing, right? Look, unfortunately for the AFL, they've stuffed this up because of what's happened previously and all the other MRP decisions. Why don't they, next year, at the start of the finals, all eight teams, every player that plays for those teams, why don't they start on a clean slate with every player starts on zero, regardless of what's happened in the round 23, all those participating players can... You know, you've got to be pretty stupid to get rubbed out for 2 to 3 games if they're on 0 points.
Yeah. No, if you can't handle yourself for 2 games, Glenn, and you get rubbed out, well, bad luck. Mate, I raised this with Jars ages ago, and I said it should reset like it does in tennis tiebreaks. You get an extra challenge, you get back up to 3, and the AFL should have wiped the slate clean. But what you'll find in this instance, what he did, that act, that's not available for fine, Cotch's act, because of the concussion that happened to Shield.
Yeah.
That would have been straight to the tribunal or the act gets graded such that it comes with a game and no early plea because of his record.
Mm.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Cotch did media today. Very happy. I've got a bit of audio. You know how we're lucky enough to get some stuff.
Yeah, what do you got?
The great man. I think he was talking about himself in the third person singing in the car. Trent Cotchin. I like that. Trent Cotchin. They got the beats up at Tigerland at the moment, same for Sloaney. He's all clear. Don't know what they were talking about there.
Oh, yeah, what about that?
Honestly, I tell you what, I've got a treat for you coming up later. The great Robert Walls has spoken about a certain Adelaide player who may have the handcuffs on and might be a little bit selfish.
Has
I'll
he?
Play it to you later.
Oh, I like this one. Well,
it's the Rush Hour. Charles Lurie, 104.7 Triple M. Dougie from the Adelaide Crows coming up in the next 10 minutes with the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
That's Richard Douglas.
Yes. Nicknames do not apply.
Come on, mate. You know the rules.
Richard Douglas, or as known around the traps as Dougie, or as I call him, Little Dougie. Such and such. Right. Last time these two teams met was way back in round 6. Okay. Victorious were the Adelaide Crows by 76 points, Juice.
Yes.
So it should seem funny that Damien Hardwick says we've been waiting to play the Crows since round 6. I would suggest it's been good to avoid them since round 6, but here's Dimmer.
Yeah, I've been waiting for round six to get this opportunity to come back and play them again. You know, it's funny, you generally learn more from your losses, and we learned a significant amount that night about how we played and how well they played. You know, there's no doubt next week we go in as underdogs. That's the harsh reality of it. They're a fantastic side. They've put everyone on the sword. But we give ourselves a chance if we play our best. We're capable of beating anyone.
That night, or that afternoon, the Tigers led by 9 points at quarter time, and as I said, got rock and roll by 76 points.
Got dismantled.
Absolutely.
Got torched.
I would hope you've learnt something, Dim, because otherwise the same thing's going to happen.
It's going to be Crows are another level since round 6-2, Dimmer. I don't know if he's aware of that.
Absolutely.
They've got three or four gears now. Our boys, they're a bit like Hawthorn when they're winning those flags. You got to have some gears, as you know.
Absolutely. I reckon it's not a six speed. I reckon it might be an eight speed.
We'll stop it.
Type little number.
Now, Robbie Walls, what's going on?
Yeah, Robert Walls.
Doesn't hold back.
Known for identifying and attacking an individual from time to time, as all good coaches can do, yes. Light up. Yep. He has our very own Josh Jenkins suggesting JJ, who it's been often commented on, likes a Joe the Goose, likes to get it out the back and get a little bit on an easy style. It has copped a lot of flack for that. For those who know better, he plays his role on the team. He's not a big powerhouse, old-style forward. But Wolsey had this to say about JJ and his reception and getting on the end of things like he did the other night.
I don't like greedy footballers, KB. Oh. And there's a greedy player playing for the Crows.
Yes.
And he's a big bloke who gets more Joe the Gooses over the top into the goal square to him, who's done no hard work himself. And that's Josh Jenkins. But he never, ever reciprocates. Do you ever see him share a handball to anyone else? Eddie Betts has given him 40 goals this year, and the big fella won't give one to anyone when he gets an opportunity.
Now, his teammates ripped him Friday night
because
he was a little bit me. Did you see the reaction from some of the boys?
Yeah.
And Eddie was standing there, arms up, waiting. Did you see that reaction?
Oh, I certainly
didn't go down well with some of the boys, but anyway, he still played his role.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm sort of hearing this. You're closer with the intel.
Mm.
New nickname for JJ, Gordon Gekko.
Yeah.
Greed is good. Yeah. He's running around with that. And apparently.
I thought you could ask me the other one.
The other one.
Don't.
We could get sued.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other one. Next step, confirm or deny.
Yeah.
Probably should save this for on the money off the mark. Yeah, starting to grease back the hair, Gekko style.
He did have a new look, didn't he?
Is he into the stocks?
Hey, do you agree with those comments by Robbie Walls? Do you think he's...
I've seen him give it off, but not often. But I tell you what, like all good forwards, he's got three different gears, and the top gear is going back towards goal, I can tell you. He senses when they're out the back.
I know, does it?
Yeah. He's got a little radar on his jumper in that GPS. It just starts beeping when they're out the back, and he just hits overdrive. Yeah. He's lucky he's such a good athlete, because normally he wouldn't get there. But JJ, you can just see the afterburners. Yeah. Did you see the mark that he left on the ground the other night?
That's a fair whack.
I don't know whether you like the Brownlow or not,
right?
And I don't know whether you heard or you're listening when Mark Stevens spoke earlier, but Brendan Favola returns tonight with the Channel 7 red carpet commentary with Campbell Brown, two of the loosest cannons that have played our game. 7 clearly looking for the comedic edge still, like they've done with the front bar. Fev, if you need reminding, has a sordid history when it comes to microphones and Brownlows. I think what's in his favour this time around, Juice, is it's only up past four. All right, and he's probably not there as a player. Right? But some of Fev's highlights, Murph, from last time round?
Possibly.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Fev.
Ryan O'Keefe.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, I got a stiffy. Pressure point.
Well, the old Fev.
All is forgiven. Allowed back into Crown, back on TV, back on the mic. I look forward to it.
History made at the MCG. Last man
standing. Triple M's last fan standing bus.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, the big screen specialists for the footy finals.
Now, it feels like everybody in Adelaide wants tickets to the grand final. If that's you, you can still have a chance to win them. Just register at triplem.com.au. I reckon we've got maybe three, possibly four more spots left on the bus. So let's fill one of those spots right now.
Vendor, Tim speaking.
Tim, Jars and Louis the Rush Hour, how are you?
I'm good, boys. How are you?
Two words for you, my friend. Active listening. You ready?
Yep.
You're on the bus. You're on the bus.
You're on.
You ripper.
That's what I like to see.
almost let something go there.
That's okay.
Good boy.
A couple of us have done that from time to time ourselves.
Yeah.
Righto. Here are his words in 25 words.
What are they, Luke?
Slept in a cardboard box on North Terrace for 3 days in 98 and missed out.
Oh, I did.
I'll change my name to demoed. Claude Crowe by default. Tell you what, did you see the interesting story? The bloke that bought a can of whiskers when Buddha changed his name, it exploded on the weekend.
Stop it.
So his collector's item is no more.
No way.
That doesn't concern you, Tim, from Virginia. You're on our bus, mate, and we're going to wish you all best of luck in Last Fan Standing. Temptations and all the things are going to come your way, mate, so stay strong.
Awesome. Cheers, boys.
All right. Legend. All the best, and it's a big thank you to Harvey Norman. Take it away, Murph.
Yeah, all thanks to Harvey Norman, the Panasonic big screen specialist for the grand final. More chances coming out tomorrow morning with Ruin Just for Breakfast.
Outstanding, Murph. Now, well done, if you are dead set keen on trying to get a grand final ticket, listen up right now. Here is a website that is authorised, all right, for on-sellers of grand final tickets. afl.com.au/tickets/grand final/eligibility. We'll put that up on our Twitter account just so you can check that out if you are indeed chasing them down. Some packages are left, but get ready. Hold on to your hat. The costs are somewhere between $2,000 and $4,000. If you're a desperado, head to that website, afl.com.au/tickets/grand final/eligibility. We'll put it up on our Twitter account and our website. All the best of luck.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars and family. Richie Douglas joins us now. Dougie, it's a big congratulations. Job still to be done, but congrats on making the grand final from the Rush Hour family.
Yeah, thanks, boys. No, we're pretty excited down here. And, as you said, job's not done, but we embrace the week and enjoy it for what it is, but try and stay focused. So it's good.
Take us through that last 5 minutes in that last quarter when you knew. They often say that the only better 10 minutes in a game of footy is the 10 minutes when you know you've won a grand final. So it must have been really a nice feeling, mate, as you were coasting home at the end.
Yeah, no, it was nice. It was, I sort of just come on off the bench for probably the last 5 minutes and obviously just knew the game was won and just trying to chip it around and probably not get injured, if anything. So, pretty special feeling. And to, you know, run around looking in the guys' eyes and know got to be in a granny was something special. And the fans, you know, doing the Mexican wave and enjoying it was great. So, hopefully in a week's time we can get the same feeling.
Dougie, a true mark of a footballer is how he performs in a grand final. Reputations are built. 22 of them will be built on Saturday if you get the job done.
Yeah. No, that's right. You know, we are excited about what lies ahead, but at the same time, we've still achieved nothing. So we're pretty focused. We're going to need 22 contributors to play their role. And I think, you know, we've seen against the Giants and Geelong, that's been the strength of this group. And obviously, if we bring that Saturday afternoon, 22 blokes who are just fanatical at the footy and demand, we'll get the job done and we'll be holding that cup, which is exciting.
Boyhood dream playing in these grand finals. How are you going to relax this week? Yeah. And how many of your family members, Dougie, have rang up?
Have you
and
got
friends you didn't even know you had?
You got any experience, Dougie, in these big ones as a junior?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're a whole lot different to 100,000 on the G. So, you know, 500 people at Broadford Oval's not many compared to the G. So,
did you win a grand final, Dougie, as a kid?
Yeah, won a few. Yeah,
Dial back in, mate. Just because it wasn't the internet around then. Tap in,
sheepers. Have a this when I was 6 years old.
Yeah. They all count, mate. They all count. Hey, putting the head on the pillow Friday night.
Yes.
Now, what was sort of wandering through the head would have been tough to get to sleep, I would have thought.
Yeah, probably. To be honest, I didn't really sleep. I think I used to feel out about 4 and stared at the ceiling to maybe 6 and thought, I'll just get up and... it's been good. Since then, I've been trying to relax and, as the boys have, I think, told you before, we do a bit of meditation and that stuff, which really helps. And just try and switch off. There's a lot of distractions, but you got to find that balance a bit between embracing it and switching off. So we're not going to shy away from how big the week is. We're going to enjoy it. We've worked so hard for it. When we're away from the club, we'll certainly try and switch off.
Take this from somebody who didn't get the job done, and I always put it out there because I said to Jars,
"You better listen to this, Dougie."
If I hear of any individuals thinking about sporting shades when it comes to the grand final parade,
Dougie,
I will be like a sniper in the crowd, and I will take them off via a bullet because 96, we found out that one of the motivating factors behind North Melbourne beating us, Dennis Pagan said to us, as we stood on top of the town hall when we were presented the cup on the Friday after the parade, we wore our sunglasses in the parade, protecting our eyes. Dennis Pagan pulled the group together at the end of that and said, have a look, they think they've already won it. Wayne Swash turns up to Sydney 2 or 3 years later. He goes, you know what was Young doing, Elon? Wearing your shades.
Oh, Dougie.
The so, littlest thing where we thought we were doing nothing to antagonise the opposition got us. So I don't want to see
no glasses,
sunglasses. I don't care if you've got deals going, all
don't,
sorts of
Dougie.
Things. None.
Come on, boys. That's not going to impact the results, surely.
Oh, Dougie, don't.
Oh, Dougie, I'm just putting it out there. Every year I go to Jars, I watch the parade, I go, they'll lose.
They'll lose.
Oh, Dougie's going to wear them, Lee.
Oh, shit.
No, and don't touch the Premiership Cup either.
No, don't do that. I don't buy into that one.
I'm just going on experience.
You reckon Rory Atkins going to wear some sunnies?
No.
Come on.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on.
I would wear a mask if I was Rat.
Little Rat. He'll be gelled up too, won't he, Dougie?
He'll have a nice little peroxide blonde hair, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy, mate. We're very proud of you.
Look forward to a roast at the end of the year, Jars, with all the boys.
Done.
I wouldn't go through with that either, Dougie, if I was you.
We'll have a beer.
That's a worse one than the sunnies in the parade. That's what that is.
All
right. Great to talk to you, mate. Enjoy. Can't wait to see you guys in action on Saturday.
Thanks, boys. Good on you.
There
enjoy
he is.
The
Rush Hour Zone, Richie Douglas. I know we don't pay him, but we call him our own. With Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Big second hour to come, family. Great to have your company. And again, once again, congratulations to the Sturt Football Club. Back-to-back, Marty Matner and the boys. Aidan Riley, a.k.a. the Pig Dog,
Pig
celebrating
Dog.
Hard this afternoon. Remember this time last year, we were lucky enough to get hold of
Brody Martin.
As they were celebrating, sitting down there at Sturt Oval, Peter Motley Oval, having a few froths and just kicking back. Well done. Very
terrific
impressive
game, wasn't it?
Great game of footy. Well done to the 39,000 plus that turned up. It was outstanding.
And our once a year call that are we back next year?
The tradition will continue next year. Triple M rocks the Sandford Grand Final. We do one show and one show only. Yeah. This time we'll be coming in hangover style. I'm telling you right now,
like
slow
it.
Motion. We're going to do a video for it, yeah?
Done.
We certainly are.
Done.
Hey, make sure you're listening to Ruin Dits in the morning, 7:10, the big Texan, Tex Walker.
Big Tex.
And, of course, Rory Sloan, as per usual, on a Wednesday with us. Of course, media gets a bit hard to get once they get into grand final mode. So Tex at 7:10 in the morning.
Right.
And a big shout out to Southern Volkswagen, who are taking care of our show. Yeah,
it's Joe and Pete Altman.
Yep, absolutely. Southern Volkswagen Renella, and I tell you what, the Amarok V6 Highline from $59,990. Drive away if you're in the market. Get down there, jump online. They'll take care of you in very nice style, just as we will. The person who is playing for this today.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
A little surprise, we haven't upped the ante when it comes to the prize package on offer here. Automasters have been doing wonderful things.
Haven't
grand
they?
Final week, it should have gone through the roof, Juice.
Oh, it should be $2,000 a pop, but anyway.
No, it's a grand, and who's playing?
Steph from Kilburn. G'day, Steph. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Steph, who's your footy team?
Yeah, Steph.
Oh, it's the Crows.
Okay, you going over or are you staying home with a Barbie?
Well, didn't manage to get any tickets, so it looks like I'll be home.
There's every chance that if you can get 10 right here, you might buy half a ticket.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going pretty pricey up on the eBay.
They are, mate. Anywhere between $2,000 and $4,000 on the official website. Go to Triple M Twitter as well if you want to see that website and see if you can't track something down. But be warned, they're not cheap. 10 questions, Steph. 60 seconds. Automasters Lifeline in your back pocket. Don't forget to use it, okay?
Yep.
Good luck.
All right, mate. Who won this year's Sandford Grand Final, Steph?
Sir.
How many weeks was Trent Cotchin suspended for?
Zero.
Okay, who won last night's one-day match between a pathetic Australia and India?
Us.
How many goals did Paul Seedsman, my boy, kick Friday night?
Pass.
Okay, what jumper number is Dusty Martin?
Pass.
What top 10 world golf ranking is Jason Day currently ranked at?
Automasters.
Which AFL team did Josh Caddy play for last year?
Geelong.
Who was the Jack Odie medalist in yesterday's Sandford Grand Final?
Fraser Evans.
Name a major American sport that is having a Twitter war with President Donald Trump.
NFL.
How many Crows players have played in an AFL Grand Final before?
Zero.
Who won last night's one day between Australia and India?
India.
Oh, good comeback. Good. Jeez, solid.
Good. Good work,
solid.
Steph and Kilburn.
One, count two, them out. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Correct.
Time's the only thing that beat him.
Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Well done, Steph.
80 bucks, Steph. The Auto Masters one well used. Jason Day is number six in the world in the golf rankings. Everything else was beautifully played. All right, you passed on questions. Where are we?
Five.
Four and five. Paul Seedsman, jag two. Just a rip-snorting first half by the seed.
Long sleeve.
Yep. And what number is Dusty Martin? You'll kick yourself on this one. He's number four.
Number four. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, 80 bucks, Steph.
Well done.
Well played.
No worries, boys. Thanks.
It's not going to get you a grand final ticket, but might get you, I reckon, some decent meat for the barbie or some cold stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cold ones.
Yep. A bit of a slab and a bit of a meat tray.
Enjoy your week, Steph.
No worries, thank you.
All right, it is back again tomorrow. Up good. Next, Grant Thomas. He'll have the AFL on his sights, I would reckon. He's on holidays too at the moment. We're going up to Lizard Island, up near Cairns, Great Barrier Reef style. Jar, to get in touch with the man who doesn't hold back.
No.
Grant Thomas next.
When was the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Automasters, who give you the quiz with no name every day, Monday to Friday, Triple M. The Rush Hour now, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M, thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Righto, Jars, time to catch up with a good friend of ours who is the man to go to when the AFL don't quite get it right. He sarcastically tweeted that they'll do the right thing and compromise and make everybody available for the grand final. He's absolutely right. He's on holiday at Lizard Island right now. Can I say that, Tomo, as we welcome you to the show?
It's beautiful up here. Very good, away from the madding crowd.
Oh, very nice. So, Tomo, the panel's notes determine that Cochin was seeking to contest the ball and therefore contact was not unreasonable in the circumstances, all right, because it was their view that Cochin was seeking to win possession as his line of direction was always towards the ball and not his opponent. Is that not a 360 come round to back where we used to be?
Well, it was the outcome that we all expected. I think the AFL have done it once again beautifully. They'll work their way back to football as it should be. What we've had is 5 or 8 years of 50-odd players being rubbed out for nothing just to try and appease society. But I find it staggering. Can someone explain to me how Trent Cotchin was actually trying to win the ball? Was he trying to win the ball with his elbows or something? Was he? Because he had his arms tucked in and he had a fist. So how was he trying to win the ball? Look, please don't treat us as fools. Apply some logic if you must, but you know, use the facts. What we've had is 5 or 10 years of just complete lunacy without any logic. The problem the AFL has is they didn't apply an intent clause in the head is sacrosanct, because the head is sacrosanct apart from grand final week. So, you know, that's okay.
So then, Tomo, we go from that, and then in 6 days' time, we'll go to double demerit points in a grand final, like they normally do again.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, honestly, who would hold a license as an AFL player? Because you don't know what speed zone you're in.
I've got no idea what's going on. I'm up here with my family, and my daughter goes out with Jack Nunes from the Saints, and he's fleeced me for a free trip up here. But we're talking, and we're having a huge debate around how players now don't know how to protect themselves. Mm. They actually enter contests completely oblivious to what's around. Why? Because the worst thing they can expect is a tackle. Whereas you used to have to make a decision at a point in time entering a contest that I might actually get cleaned up here. Mm-hmm. And it sorted the men from the boys and the selective people from the hard nuts. And it's only a split second thing, and we've all been guilty of doing it. There's only very, very few that we know that have never, ever taken any sideward step. And that was the great thing about AFL football, and they've ripped that out that decision making. They've ripped that mind thing that gets put to people just before a contest is there. What am I going to do here? And I think that's that fabric that's really missing these days.
All right, Tomo, I don't want to wind you up too much because you're up there to relax and get off the grid. So can I ask you, who do you think might win the GF?
Look, I think the Tigers will come out. Their momentum has been amazing, and I think that'll help them, and the crowd and the start. And I expect the Crows to weather that storm. I think Pike's really smart. I think the team are really, really well coached and in the zone. I think last year they had some residual effect from Phil Walsh. I think this year it's all about Phil Walsh. I can see men on a mission. Mm. And I just think if they weather that early storm from the Tigers, I can see the Crows just getting stronger and stronger as the game goes on and winning quite comfortably in the end by 40 to 60 points. Mm. Wouldn't surprise me in the end. I think that when I look at the Tigers' bottom six players, they're playing right out of their skin, doing stuff I've never seen them do, which is great. But good luck to them if they can continue, but I just can't see it.
Hey, thank you so much, Tomo. I think the cocktails are calling you. Enjoy your break up there, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, fellas. See you, mate. Go Crows.
Hey, there it is. The former St Kilda coach and very, very straight shooting Grant Thomas on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless coming up after six live from the Brownlow Medal. We've got Jars and Louis right now on 104.7 Triple M. You're pointing at me?
Yeah, the double blues. I just want the final seconds, please, go. Murph, of their back-to-back.
40 metres out, the ball up.
It was brilliant. A cracking encounter. The tradition continued here on Triple M. One game only, just the big stuff.
That's us.
And well done to Marty Moose Matner and all the boys for the double loop. Fraser Evans, outstanding best man on the ground, Jack Odie medalist. Mm. And the 39,000, almost 40,000 people that turned up, outstanding. Daryl Braithwaite was outstanding.
Brilliant.
The only cock up, and it was one of the most massive ones you've ever seen, they messed up the national anthem. The beautiful and very talented Ellie Lovegrove was sort of whisked in really quickly and just started singing out of the blue as both teams were still warming up at either end.
Correct.
They had to quickly scatter over and try and get themselves in some kind of line. She was almost done.
Caught everyone off guard.
And what it did, it ruined the game of one of those traditional moments where we all stand up, come to silence,
pay our respects,
and then you get that massive roar. So I don't know what was going on.
So someone's going to get their butts kicked today down at Sandful.
All I know is that if we had a Prime Minister or a Premier, like they do in the US, somebody would be getting fired. Because the Donald's not loving anyone, not standing up for national anthems. Imagine if he was presiding over a cock-up of that proportion.
Boy,
it
was embarrassing.
Yeah,
but the young lass that sang at Dart, Louis, terrific.
She
played
on.
Voice.
She did a wonderful
Well
effort.
Done.
She was great. Well done to all involved. Heartbreak for Port Adelaide, 1 point.
Oh.
Euphoria for the double blues who celebrated long and hard. We had a lot of fun doing it. Mm. And I tell you what, alive and kicking Sandful footy.
Well,
and it was one of, and I said this yesterday, and I'm not going to back away from it. From a pressure point of view and desperation and attack on the footy, especially that last term jar, I've not seen anything like it all year, and that includes all of the finals so far in the AFL.
Yeah.
That's and the heat.
No, you did say that.
I think Tomo said at one point, and we don't know what the average tackle count was for the year, but they were early on last quarter, it was 123 to about 110. And that is off the Richter scale.
That's
when it comes
pressure.
To AFL. Yeah. They don't even get to that.
Well, I was critical, as you know, because not enough goals were being scored. But but the pressure was outstanding by both sides, and Sturt just did a little bit better, I reckon, at the end.
Yeah, look, they defended better, and I didn't think Port were brave enough in their game style.
Didn't go,
didn't take the game on enough. The other thing I loved about the day, and a lot of feedback coming out of Victoria for the VFL grand final as well, little thing to do with the clock, ours counted up, so did the VFL. We did not know when the game was going to end,
so we were
engaged.
I love that.
Now, what we're going to get next weekend, if we're going down to the wire, we're going to see it. It's going to be on the boundary. It's going to be, except for the last 2 minutes, they've taken it off. But
get rid of it.
It just, why can't we go back? And even Channel 10 had the 5 minute warning. That idea of not knowing, Jar, it was just fabulous.
Yeah, we had no idea, did we?
We were counting it up, and it was high 20s at that point, and it was thinking we didn't know when it was going to end. So I think
the mascot race, how'd that go down?
Gee.
What about the carnage there?
I tell you what, the chook.
Didn't he get barreled?
If the chook hasn't got concussion today, I don't think any chook has. I mean, that
was outstanding. He got targeted about the 70.
Yeah, he got clipped. Or I think it was the lactic acid that built him up. No, well a great done. Day. Well done on all accounts, except for just the national anthem. They should be very proud. We had the game for one of the games of the ages, I reckon, from a sample point of view. And we thoroughly enjoyed it. And we'd like to say, We're coming back next year.
Are we?
We are.
Yeah.
And I think, as the tradition continues, we may be wearing blazers.
Catch up on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie for Southern Volkswagen. Main South Road, Ranella. They're closer than you think. 104.7 Triple M.
Rush Hour, Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Ranella.
The coaches' votes have now crossed over into the Gary Ayres votes, which is the best player in the finals. Yep. Jars are out from the weekend games. Adelaide v Geelong, Richmond v GWS. Charlie Cameron, 9. Rory Laird, 8. Sloan, 4. Talia, 4. Brad Crouch, 3. Tommy Lynch, 1. And the Seed picked up 1. And Richmond v GWS. Dusty got 8.
Yeah.
Rioli, 8.
Yeah.
Cochin, 7.
Yeah.
Kel Ward, 4.
Four
Rance, 2.
Yeah.
And Tomlinson got 1. Wow. Leaderboard. Dusty Martin on 17.
Yeah.
Trent Cochin on 15. A Brattles Crouch on 11 because Kel Ward is now out.
Yeah.
And then we slide on down to Charlie Cameron on 9. Whoa. So still alive and kicking to pick up the Gary Ayres, both Brad Crouch and Charlie
finals.
Cameron.
Yeah.
And little Lady would need a perfect 10. Your He's boy. On 8 at the moment. Yeah. And if anyone's capable, it's probably him or Eduardo Betts. All right, it is time to play this game.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's on the money or off the mark.
Right on.
Can I lead off? Here's the new COD for you.
Okay, 2017 final series. Has it been boring besides the Crows performance?
Oh, it's been a dud. You're on the money.
Thanks, Lee.
Right on the money.
Thank you, Lee.
Tell you what, and it's been actually, quite frankly, very disappointing if you weren't a Crows fan.
Mm.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Thank God the Crows are in it. Well, really nice to. I've mentioned it before today, but it is time for us to count the clock up and not down.
You're on the money, Lou. Spot on.
It's a bit like knowing the birth of your child. It is a sex.
No, good start.
Good go.
Will Paddy Dangerfield win the Brownlow medal tonight?
I think you're close to being on the money, but I think you're just off the mark. I think Dusty will just get him. Just get him. But just for giggles, love for him to win it, just to see the awkwardness from an AFL point of view, because given the fact that Cochin now got off doing a footballing act and Dangerfield got suspended for doing a footballing act.
You'd be filthy tonight if
you win. Oh, you'd be livid. I'd be taking legal action.
What else you got, mate?
Mail is, if the Crows win, you'll be getting a tattoo on the money. Off the mark.
Off the mark, Lee.
Oh, damn.
It's off the mark, mate.
I reckon I might be able to work in a bet.
Off the mark, Lee.
A bet, I'm hoping.
No. Now, Steve Smith, should he be sacked as the Australian captain?
No. No, so but I'm, I love your concerns. No, there's something needs to be done. I think he needs to go away Trent Cochin style and strip himself down and have a good hard look at himself, because he just keeps coming out with the same line. It's unacceptable.
Excuses, yeah.
I mean, he's the super nanny. That's all. It's his new nickname for mine.
All right,
it's a really good observation, but he needs to go back and rework and rebuild his leadership style. Good question, mate.
Thanks, Carrie.
I've got a bit of audio to play here. Right. I'll play it first, Murph.
Should we have the best of three grand finals?
No, best of three.
Well, this one's a corporate grand final.
That's well, enough. Yeah, I understand. And that's the
a
other
lot of diehard fans.
Now, my question, Jars, were you under the influence of any kind of narcotics when you suggested the GF should be a best of three? Am I on the money? Or off the mark.
Oh, you're on the money.
I nearly blew
some residual effect from Friday, Saturday
honestly,
night.
Honestly, sitting at home, reading through
a
Twitter poll and just getting feedback from some of the Twitter family who were going, pull your boy in. I just looked at that and I said, I'll tell you what, I rang Asada.
I was rogue. I went rogue.
I tweeted. I said, Asada, get to the studios now because we want this man tested.
KG
All right, one more. Last one from me.
Away you go.
All right. If you're Dima Hardwick, would you seriously consider getting a little bit old school and targeting with a big red texter right around his name on a whiteboard, your very own Sauce Jacobs, grand final
day? That's close to my heart, you know that.
I know.
You know, I'm tight, close with my boy.
But you're not at the moment. You're the Richmond coach.
You're on the money, Lou. You're on the money.
I only say this, and
I'm Dimmer. Sorry, I'm Dimmer. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I look. It has been the one card that cannot fall, has not fallen all year. But if it were to fall, I'm telling you what.
You would have someone ready to go.
It's the Roman ruins, my friend.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a good one. Can I just quickly finish off with Robbie Wall's verbal assessment of Joshie Jenkins? Is he on the money or off the mark?
Probably great if you were to Murph up so we could play it again and give the family a little feedback.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I've got it there if you want.
Go. All right, go, Murph.
Quickly.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Hurry up.
Slick radio.
Coming now.
Yep.
I don't like greedy footballers, KB. Oh. And there's a greedy player for the Crows.
Yes.
And he's a big bloke who gets more Joe the Gooses over the top into the goal square to him. He's done no hard work himself. And that's Josh Jenkins. But he never, ever reciprocates. Do you ever see him share a handball to anyone else? Eddie Betts has given him 40 goals this year, and the big fella won't give one to anyone when he gets an opportunity.
Mm. I should have thrown this at you. Well played. Nice curveball, mate.
Read Maddie Parbs.
Maddie Parbs, before I answer. Jenkins, 62nd in the comp for goal assists. Walker, number one. Betts, number three. Jack Rewalt, not even on the radar. I'd have to go with Wolsey's assessment as on the money. And let me add one further. Let's change his name to Joe Jenkins. Time to go to our go-to guys. The lead-off hit, it's very important on grand final week. The one and only David King from Fox Footy. And boy, Kingy, welcome to the Rush Hour. Has Fox Footy got a big grand final week planned?
Massive.
Let's start with the big issue of the day. Where were you sitting prior to the MRP clearing Trent Koch, and what was your school of thought?
Let's be honest, it's a grand final. Mm. You can't rub a guy out for that. I'm glad that he's playing. I'm glad that it's known early in the week. We can move on. It was a football act. I'm big on these being classified as inside the game and what we can accept as in football acts. And anything outside of that, I think you run the course of the tribunal. So, Raptor, he's playing. He's had a fantastic month of footy. I mean, he's been the leader I think you need to have a leader like that if you're going to be a premiership.
Hey, favouritism means nothing in grand finals. Kingy, who are you going to tip?
No, look, I've said that the Crows are probably 20% the best team in the competition, have been for the course of the year. Richmond have got ways to beat you. There's no doubt about that. Their forward press is enormous. We've talked a lot about that. They've got the ability now to get it on the scoreboard. Their last month's been really impressive, but I just think the Crows have been very settled all year. They're going to be able to handle the occasion. I really love the leadership of Sloan and Walker over the last 6 to 8 weeks. The messaging that's coming out of it is really consistent and honest. I think the Crows will be winning. And generally, when you win games like this, the margin can blow out when it's strength area versus strength area. So I'll be tipping the Crows to win, and I think it'll probably get away at the end. But it'll be close early, but sneak away late.
So, Kingy, with that in mind, I've sort of been big on coaches arming their teams with something that'll help you defeat the opposition as well as backing in your own method. But I would think Dimmer would have to give them something, have to have spotted something to sell some hope that okay, boys, we're all about pressure and our indexes are off the charts and we're kicking 10-plus in the second halves the last couple of weeks, but we're going to need to do something, one thing, that is slow them down, whether it be out of their back half, Kingy, with their ball in motion theory, or make them handball as opposed to kick, because they've just been slicing and dicing teams through that corridor.
Been awesome. It's been awesome, and it hasn't been lost on the footy world. When you're the number one attack, you come under the radar. I think what happens is you go back and see what other teams did that were successful. Mm-hmm. I think the Melbourne game that was in Adelaide over there, they did some things that was, I think, really difficult for Don and his team to overcome. They held a defender, which nominally would be Alex Rance. They had some half forwards roll up the ground immediately once they'd lost possession, which was on that occasion Jeffrey Garlett and Christian Petrarca. So I think that Richmond will learn from that. And little simple things like working the mark and ensuring there's no fast play. I mean, they sound really basic parts of the game, but gee, they're very important.
All right, Kingy, let's quickly talk Brownlow before we get to some of the activities that are happening on this grand final week. Dusty, by how far?
Dusty could become the first player to get 40 votes in the Brownlow.
Wow.
He'll win it by a margin. Look, I think we're all happy that the best player in the comp this year is getting the medal. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. It's a confusing award at times. I mean, how you guys didn't win one's beyond me.
Throw yourself into that category.
Yeah,
talk about attract attention.
No.
We always loved Brownlow night because it was free beers for about 5 hours.
Yes.
Until they tightened it up.
Thanks, Fev.
Yeah, good on you, Fev.
The whole thing for all of us.
Kingy, the longest kick on the Fox footy on Saturday, 10 o'clock a.m. Now, I don't think I would be able to do it, but I think you and Louis surely would have a good crack.
Well, I'm not sure about Louis. I didn't see too many of those left foot darts going, those barrels going on. I didn't see you kick too many of them, Louis.
I should kick them in games, Kingy. It's like the old rule. If it worked first time, keep rolling.
If not,
put away in the back pocket and go back and practice during training. You know, mate, I used to love belting barrels out.
Bryce Gibbs won it last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I used to just get, listen, son, we've got the best player at 10.5 forward while you're trying to kick it over his head.
Yeah.
10 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah,
Brycey Gibbs is back to defend the title.
Righto.
Josh Kennedy from
Adelaide
the West Coast.
Bryce Gibbs, that one, yeah.
Adelaide Crows, yes. It's the last thing he'll do in Victoria before vacation.
what else? Duckling
from the Dogs, Jaden Hunt. Katie Brennan's going to have a go. Sarah Perkins.
Dusty Fletcher's having a crack.
He's having a go. Feb's going to have a go.
Oh, dear.
If he sobers up from Brownlow night, that'll be great.
Big Tex.
The big boy from last year, just keep your eye on James Pennycook. Last, the big left foot, I've ever seen him last year.
Yep.
In the lead-ups, he kicked 174 metres.
Oh, jeez.
But it's no good doing it in the lead-ups.
No.
Give it to us on the big day.
Prime time.
That's driving range stuff, Kingy. That's all that is. That's driving range.
Yeah, exactly.
And Sarah Perkins, the Texan's going to be participating as well. She can kick a football.
Yeah, well, given the form of these guys we just mentioned before, she's going to have to be on. But Spud and Jace are looking forward to hosting that 10 o'clock Saturday. Can't wait.
Cannot wait to see all the action. Of course, Fox got you covered all week, all the shows, all the big names. Do not miss a beat. David King, thanks for your time.
Enjoy the week, lads.
There he is, Kingy from Fox Footy. Grand final week on Fox Footy. That is the place to be. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.